Now that primary election day is just 2 weeks away, several of the candidates vying to face the Democratic incumbent, Senator Kay Hagan, are reaching out to voters with TV ads like these.
She refuses to clean up his mess, so you and I have to clean up hers. I'm Tom Tillis. I approve this message.
In North Carolina, we can vote for a real change in the U.S. Senate. Republican Greg Brannon. Greg Brannon is a Tea Party leader who cherishes the intent of the founders.
I'm Mark Harris, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate. I'm conservative, a Christian, husband, and father.
Mark Harris's campaign manager, Mike Rusher, says this is a crucial time for all the candidates. His office has just spent an additional $100,000 to buy TV spots on the state's major networks.
Now is the time where the rubber meets the road, and everybody's going 100 miles an hour. And up to this point, it's only proven to us that the more people that hear it, the more people that support us.
Whoever voters end up deciding to support, it's clear that the candidates in the Republican primary know they have to work especially hard to get voters' attention in this race.
This is an old-fashioned name ID election. It's who becomes known and who gets a message to voters.
Carter Wren is a Republican strategist in Raleigh. He says while the state speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, is the front runner, that status doesn't translate into an overpowering advantage.
This is a race between three candidates who started out unknown. Tillis had a little name ID, but not much. The others had none at all. And the bigger story in the election is who's able to communicate with voters and tell them where they stand and why voters should support them.
A recent poll by the left-leaning Public Policy Polling puts Tillis in the lead, but at only 18%. Greg Brannon is not far behind at 15%. In order to win a primary election, candidates here must receive 40% of the vote in partisan primaries in order to avoid a runoff. Georgetown University economist Laurent Bouton studies electoral systems and voter behavior. He says this will be an interesting race to watch.
What my research suggests is that the possibility of runoff, in fact, will probably affect the behavior of voters in the primary.
Bouton says no one can predict exactly what will happen, but in similar situations, people have been known to split their vote among two strong candidates, which then paves the way for a third one to move ahead. Bouton says that's what happened in 2006 in the Nicaraguan presidential election, which, like North Carolina's partisan primaries, also requires the winner to get 40% of the vote or face a runoff. Daniel Ortega won outright, even though polls before the election showed he was the least preferred candidate of the electorate.
The incentive to divide votes in this type of election is actually stronger than in other systems.
But voters still have some time to decide who they'll support in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate. Tonight's debate will air on Time Warner Cable at 7 o'clock. Another will air tomorrow evening on WRAL. And next week, UNC-TV will host the third and final candidate forum. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.